You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Since 8 o'clock this morning, on this very cold morning, nurses and midwives have been undertaking the largest strike in the history of the health service around the country. Nearly 40,000 INMO members have taken to the picket line outside of hospitals and HSE facilities, seeking pay increases and government action on staff shortages. This morning, as nurses at Innes General took to the picket line, some of them told Fiona why they were there.
We don't want to be here. We want to be inside looking after our patients. But unfortunately, the way nursing has gone at the moment, there is no new nurses coming on stream. A lot of our nurses have retired. There's nobody there to replace them. We're concerned about our patients, patient safety, and we're concerned about our own future. When we need nursing care, there'll be no nurses here to look after us. We don't want to do it. We have no alternative.
First and foremost, this is about patient safety. For a long time now, the patients have been suffering because we've been understaffed. I suppose understaffing is at the heart of it. And as pay has a lot to do with that as well.
Did you think it would come to this? I mean, there were several rounds of talks before you had to make the decision that you'd actually be on the picket line today.
Yeah, no, I thought the government would come to some resolution with our officials. It was a bit disappointing that they didn't engage and that it's actually come to this.
There is a sense of support here from the public passing on their way to work this morning, and it's the first nurses' strike in two decades. Do you think that by coming out today it's going to make your hand stronger?
I think so. I think the last time, it's a very different strike than the last time. I think the health service is very much on its knees now at the moment, because I think nurses are actually the engine room of the health services, and they're leaving in their droves. And it's a very different strike than it was 20 years ago.
What would you say to patients and people who have been inconvenienced today?
Well, really, this is something that needs to be put back to the government. It's like we're in this profession to care for people. We feel that we're not being allowed to do that because of understaffing, and that, as I say, is directly linked to pay. And I would say to them, just try and support us in this time.
It's a very cold day to be out. Why are you here today?
Well, we're here today because we want restoration of our wages, and we all work with plenty of young nurses who are here, and they just qualify, and due to the crisis within the health service, that understaffing, and that they cannot survive on the wages that nurses get, that they immigrate abroad. And something has to be done to bring back the nurses to Ireland and to keep the nurses we have. We're educating nurses to go abroad, basically.
There is a sense of support here from the people passing this morning on their way to work. Does that give you hope that there will be a resolution?
Oh, absolutely. There's been a lot of support throughout Clare and Ireland. You see it from Twitter and Facebook as well, that there's a lot of support from the public. So hopefully that will continue and that there will be a resolution with the HSE.
There hasn't been a nurses' strike for 20 years. How does it feel to have to take to the picket lines?
Well, I was around for the first strike, and it was a horrible feeling to be out. And I think this time it's different. I think that we need that the health service is in such a crisis, and the reason it is because they will not pay nurses to stay in Ireland and look after the patients and the people of Ireland.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to see finally from the government?
I would like to sit down and truly commit to what we're asking and make a decision and come to a resolution today, not next week and the next week, and put everybody, you know, in this situation.
The government says it's too much to ask in the context of Brexit and other public service pay claims. Do you buy that?
No, they said that years ago, and they continue to say that, and they continue not to solve the issues within the HSE.
Some nurses there on the picket lines in Ennis this morning, speaking with Clare FM's Fiona McGarry.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.